Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the passing of Father Pietro Angelo Secchi, who was an Italian Jesuit astronomer who is known as the father of astrophysics. Born on the 29th of June 1818, he became director of the observatory at the Pontifical Gregorian University for 28 years. He was a pioneer in astronomical spectroscopy and one of the first scientists to state authoritatively that the sun is a star. Father Secchi made contributions to many areas of astronomy, but Secchi was especially interested in the sun, which he observed continually throughout his career. He observed and made drawings of solar eruptions and sunspots and compiled records of sunspot activity. In 1860 and 1870, he organised expeditions to observe solar eclipses. He proved that the solar corona and coronal prominences observed during a solar eclipse were part of the sun and not artifacts of the eclipse, and he discovered solar spicules. Secchi's main area of interest was astronomical spectroscopy. He invented the heliospectrograph, star spectrograph, and telespectroscope. He showed that certain absorption lines in the spectrum of the sun were caused by absorption in the Earth's atmosphere. And starting in 1863, he began collecting the spectra of stars, accumulating some 4,000 stellar spectrograms. Through analysis of this data, he discovered that the stars came into a limited number of distinct types and subtypes, which could be distinguished by their different spectral patterns. From this concept, he developed the first system of stellar classification, the five Secchi classes. During his career, Father Secchi published about 730 papers in scientific journals. He also published a number of books, and he died this week on the 26th of February 1878. But how is he remembered today? The lunar crater Secchi and the Martian crater Secchi are both named after him. And two stereo spacecraft, each carrying an instrument package called Secchi for Sun, Earth, Connection, Coronal and Heliospheric Investigation, are named in his honour. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.